Stranger Things. Recap. Let's go.
Season 1. Hawkins, Indiana, 1983. Dustin, Lucas, Will, and Mike are playing D&D. They want to kill the Demogorgon when they roll the dice, but that night Will disappears riding on his bike. Yikes! What the heck is going on is everybody's question, and that's before everything gets turned up to 11.
She has special powers, but her life is kinda awful. She's always getting nosebleeds and eating Eco Waffles.
Barb goes missing by the pool one night, and Joyce talks to Will with some Christmas lights. Eleven's with the fellas turning bullies into clowns, and together they say Will from the upside down.
Season 2 is a doozy, so you'd better grab the tissues. Max and Billy hit the scene and he's got daddy issues.
Will is puking slugs and his visions won't stop. To top it off, his mama's got a boyfriend, Bob.
And Dustin has a slimy pet growing big and fat. He feeds it three musketeers, but it prefers the cat.
Will.
Steve and Nancy call it quits, they're always on and off again. Max is dating Lucas while Nancy goes to Jonathan.
They discover tunnels running underneath the town,
filled with deadly demodogs inside the upside down.
Bob stays back, takes a hit, he'll be missed. Eleven still supported, then she gives Mike a kiss.
Season 3, 1985, the gang is getting tall. Everybody's growing up and shopping at the mall. Steve and Robin work the counter at the Scoops Ahoy and figure out the Russians have a super secret ploy. Hopper isn't happy that Eleven's kissing boys, but then he turns around and puts the moves on Joyce.
Dustin has a girl,
no one thinks it's true.
She calls him Dusty Bun, and he calls her Shoesy Poo.
Ew. The mall is just a front, and things get tense, so Erica agrees to pull a diehard in the vents. Billy and Hopper get got, it's glory, but that's just life in Hawkins, it's a never-ending story. But that's just life in Hawkins, it's a never-ending story.